Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast. And today we have with us a friend of mine named Jess. And I'm not going to give you her last name because that's an infringement of privacy. So, but we have her here today and she has been working on herself, working on her relationship with food, just like all of us are continually doing. I'm still continuing on working those things myself as well. But we were having a conversation last week and she reminded me that sometimes it can get difficult to manage all of the habits that we're trying to manage and that we're trying to establish in our lives, and can get hard to keep track of all those things. And so I came up with a personal growth scorecard that I am giving to her. And also, if you're listening to this episode, I'm giving to you as well. You have the opportunity to go down into the show notes and to grab this scorecard for yourself as well. But as we've been talking about in the guide series, we've been talking about how fat loss is mostly a personal development journey. And it's about how can I develop the habits that make me into the person that I want to be. And you're doing all these things because you care for yourself, because you value your well-being. It is impossible, and it's never a good strategy to go into a fat loss journey trying to hate yourself into the body that you'll love, which is the strategy that a lot of people have. They say, I don't like where I currently am, and so I'm going to punish myself by not eating or doing crazy amounts of exercise. And they do all these crazy things when really it just takes awareness and adjustments so that we can continually improve on the changes that we're making over time. And one of the huge mistakes that a lot of people make is changing everything all at once. And so we got Jess here with us today, and I'm going to show her and have her ask any questions that she has about the personal growth scorecard. And when I first met Jess, she was probably like you are, if you're listening to this podcast. She had been in a couple coaching programs before, and she was in one that since we started, or since she started her journey, I became aware of the fact that she was in a program, and I didn't know that this program did this, but this program basically color-coded your success. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't hit your macros within a certain number, and I think it's like a super small window, they would color code it like it was 10 calories?
10 grams.
10 grams. Which, to put that in perspective, if you're color coding someone's success, you know, red, yellow, or green, based on 10 grams, let's be realistic. That's somewhere between 40 if you're talking protein and carbs. But if you're talking about fats, then what? 40, you said 40 grams or 10 grams?
10 grams. Ooh, it's 5 grams
per fat. That's only 90 calories. So yeah, we're talking somewhere between 40 and 90 calories, which is like, I don't know, it's less than a tablespoon of peanut butter. So talk about discouraging when you're in that situation, trying to figure all this out and you have a super small window. But we don't really do things that way here. What we focus on is we focus on personal growth and how can I do things better in an incremental way. And so as we've been talking in the guide series, we want to focus on sleep. We want to focus on, well, we actually haven't talked about this one yet, but I wanted to give this scorecard to Jess and we'll talk about it in the future. But we also want to talk about our steps or our non-exercise activity goals, about hydration, which we have talked about in the guide series, strength training, as well as our protein intake and overall calories. And so if we're focused on improving these things gradually over time, then there's absolutely no way that we can fail. And there's also absolutely no way that we won't be able to sustain this over time because we're literally making these improvements so that we can become the person that keeps their progress. And so by doing it this way, you probably won't lose. Actually, I know you won't. You will not lose 30 pounds in 30 days. But you also won't lose 30 pounds and gain back 50 either.
Yeah.
Because that's what we all want to avoid. And I remember Jess, I don't think that that's ever happened to you, but I remember you explicitly told me once, you were like, I'm making great progress, but I'm concerned about the fact that I'll gain it back. Now, since you've been approaching things this way, how has like your mind and mentality shifted about that thought?
Well, it's just, I'm just much more aware that it's not a quick fix. It's something that you're, it's just something you're working towards constantly. And I was in so much air quotes pain that I wanted the pain to end fast. And really, that's just not the way that it's going to go. You just have to be patient with it and go with it one step at a time and just have the small incremental changes. And that's what's going to make it a big change constantly.
Yep, absolutely. Because when you change everything, and especially when you hate those changes, then there's kind of no way you can succeed because they're not sustainable. But when we're focused on changing things incrementally and becoming the person that we want to be, what happens is that we get to make the choices that are best for us. We get to look at the data that we're collecting, because really that journey is mostly about collecting and applying information from the data that we collect. Mm-hmm. And when we do it that way, we're able to make decisions based on what we want to do. So, say for example, Jess. Now, I'm going to talk to Jess as if she's never heard this stuff before, but Jess and I are friends. We've had this conversation before. But for the sake of anybody else that's listening in, I'm going to talk to her as if she's never heard this stuff before. But let's say, for example, that we're talking about sleep. Now, what happens on the personal growth scorecard is we have the opportunity to put in on a daily basis how many hours of sleep we get. So let's say one day we get 6 hours, one day we get 8 hours, one day we get 5 hours, one day we get four, one day we get two, one day we get one, one day, let's not even say two, because yikes, you've got to be trying to get 2 hours of sleep. Let's say one day we get seven again. So we got 6, 8, 5, 4, 6, 7, and let's say 6. That puts us at a weekly average of 6. And based on our goals are to get somewhere in between 7 to 9. And let's just say that we put that information throughout the week and we average out that our weekly average was 6 hours of sleep. Now we can do the same thing with steps. We can put in our steps on a daily basis and the personal growth scorecard will for you calculate what your weekly average was for steps and hydration. It will calculate for you what you got on average for your hydration. And at the end of the week, you can take a look at a couple things. You can take a look at your weight on the scale. And if it's not going in the direction you want it to go, you can then take a look at your scorecard and be like, okay, now I struggled with the fact that I don't know what else to call it besides a scorecard, but I do want everyone to understand, and Jess totally understands this. I do want everyone to understand that this is not pass or fail. This is just like, where am I at and how can I improve? And what things do I want to improve on? And that's the benefit of getting all this information this way, is because we get to choose what we improve on versus being locked into a program that dictates to us how to change and improve. Because when someone's dictating it to you, human psychology just is what it is, and it doesn't want to change when it feels like it's being forced to change. Mm-hmm. But if you get to make the choice, hey, I have all this data. I slept 6 hours this week. I ate, I'm just throwing this number out there. I'm exaggerating. I ate 5,000 calories a day. I got 2,000 steps. I strength trained twice that week, and I got 130 grams of protein. Well, if those were our numbers, and we were looking at the data, the things that if I was trying to make the most significant changes, I would say, hey, let's increase our steps and decrease our calories if we were eating 5,000, right? I don't know anybody that eats 5,000 calories, by the way. That's a purposeful exaggeration. But if you're looking at your numbers and you're seeing, whoa, this thing is way out of balance, then you can make the choice that this is the thing that I'm going to focus on next week. So then you're not focused on all the things, right? Mm-hmm. You're not focused on doing everything. You're focused on what are the things that will be the most meaningful changes for me. Now, Jess, for anybody that's listening, you've gone through this journey and overcome a lot of mental obstacles. What would you say to anybody listening that is beneficial doing it this way versus doing a restrictive program? What is the main benefit that you have found?
You realize that it's progress over perfection. Whenever you get stuck in the perfection mindset. I have to have all of these things absolutely perfect. For me anyway, it was almost this paralyzing fear that whenever it started to crumble, and then it would just, like a house of cards, fall apart, because I was just like, oh, well, here we go. I didn't get it perfect. Well, why not just mess everything else up because it's already not perfect? And so being able to let go of that perfection mindset and just one thing at a time, it's made a huge difference in me mentally.
Yeah, because that's the name of the game. That's the way that we're going to sustain progress. It is, can I make decisions that will make the biggest impact, but not try to do everything all at once, right?
Yes.
If everything needs to be improved, then the recommendation is, okay, what are the two most meaningful things that I can improve? Now, if we were looking at our weekly averages and we were getting 3 hours of sleep, right? Then that would be the most meaningful change, right?
Yes.
just like in the example that I gave earlier, if eating 5,000 calories, then decreasing your calories would be the most meaningful change, partnered with increasing your steps from 2,000, because 2,000 is pretty low, then increasing them from 2,000, that would be a huge meaningful change. But then all the other changes, you just kind of ignore for now, because they're not as meaningful. And let's be honest, you don't have the mental space to do everything, right?
Exactly.
And Jess, we were talking about this just a few minutes ago. What has been like the relief for you realizing that you don't have to do everything every week? You can just focus on, hey, let's keep this the same and improve just one thing.
Well, it just takes the pressure off, like this insurmountable mental pressure that you have. And the problem is that you don't really actually know how to get all of these things done at once because you've never done that before. Yep. So bringing it down to the point where, okay, what can I do? It just makes a huge difference. It's just realizing that it's like, okay, this is what I can do, not what I, like all of these I'm supposed to do's.
Yep, exactly. You're supposed to do all of these things, but you can't do them all at once, because when it comes to meaningful change, we have to realize how our brain psychology works, right? Your brain does not want to change because it's risky to change. And it doesn't matter what it is. Any change in your life is a risk, and your brain doesn't want to do it. But the way that you condition yourself to make those changes is you make meaningful changes a little bit at a time, so that your brain realizes, oh, it's safe to make this change. And then it gets used to it and it becomes part of your life. And then you can make another change. And because you've been successful in making a change in the past, your brain starts to like trust you and say, well, we made this change in the past and it actually benefited us. So it's going to give you more wiggle room in the future to make another change. Whereas if you try to change everything at once, you're going to face a huge amount of resistance from your psychology because you're a human being. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you when that happens. I hear a lot of people say when they get on a call with me, I just need to be more disciplined. And my response usually is, you need to realize first that you're a human being, and that's all that that is. It's not your fault. It's that you're a human being. And that's how our psychology works. And this, as Jess said, takes a huge amount of the pressure off and guarantees your success. And the number one predictor that you'll regain weight in the future, because I know that's a huge concern for most people, the number one predictor is when you view something as a temporary change versus being a realistic lifelong change. And so, if it's going to be a realistic lifelong change, it needs to be, how can I measure what I'm doing? How can I improve it a little bit at a time? And by doing that, I will condition my body and brain to accept those changes, and I will enjoy those changes more, which is also a huge part of the game. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, I will guarantee my success. So for those of you that are listening, just to give you an auditory overview of what we have laid out before us, this is the personal growth scorecard. You can put in every day how many hours of sleep you got, how many steps you got, what your daily hydration was, how often you strength trained, and how many grams of protein you got, and then your overall calories. This will kind of give you the information that you need in order to make changes that will benefit you. And it will give you the data on a weekly basis, on a weekly average, which allows you to be more flexible so that you can make changes in a realistic way. Because let's be honest, you're not going to get within 10 grams of your food every day. Like, that's just not going to be realistic. But if you look at it from a weekly average perspective, you could do a weekly average perspective, because I would be totally frustrated if I had to get 1800 calories every day on the nose. Like, I'd be so totally frustrated. But when we take a look at it, like, okay, I have 7 days to get in this amount of calories and I can do it however I want. Then you expand your freedom and you feel a lot better about the changes that you're about to make. So you can take a look down in the show notes and grab the personal growth scorecard. And I hope that it makes a huge difference for you in your mentality and being able to measure how you're being successful, why you're being successful, so that you can repeat that success in the future. Now, just to close out here, I want to give Jess the opportunity. Jess, we've been friends and I've been helping her out over the last probably a little bit less than a year. And for anybody listening, like, what are some big takeaways that you've learned over this year? Like, what's the biggest thing that anybody listening, you would want to say, I want to make sure from my experience, from my journey, somebody that's coming from my perspective, that when they hear this, I want them to learn this lesson that I've learned and was hugely beneficial for me.
Probably what I've already said, progress over perfection. One thing at a time, and you just can't do all the things all at once. And so just figure out the one thing that needs the most help, start there, and then work your way out, just expanding a little bit at a time so that it doesn't get overwhelming and you don't get into this paralyzing, not doing anything. That's what I would say.
Yep. No, that's 100% correct. And I totally resonate with that, because tell me if this sounds familiar. And I'm just throwing this out there for anybody listening, because it sounds familiar to me. I've been there and I've done this. So I'm just going to be open and honest. Like, I've done this. If you have the all or nothing mindset, you think to yourself, I can't have ice cream, but I want to have something. So you end up eating carrots. But then you think to yourself, that just didn't hit the spot. So then you're like, well, peanut butter is pretty healthy, right? So then you eat the peanut butter. And then you think to yourself, man, that didn't hit the spot either. And so maybe you get some Cheez-Its. And then you think, man, that just didn't do it. And what you really wanted was ice cream. So then at the end of the day, you end up eating the ice cream anyway. And guess what? If you had just eaten the ice cream in the first place, you probably would have eaten a lot less calories, right? I've done it. And so, Jess, I don't know if you want to be open enough to say if you've done it or not. I don't know if you have. I just know that I've done it. And
for me, it's more like, oh, well, it's ice cream is bad. Well, I'm going to be bad today. So instead of having a reasonable amount, like a cup and a half or a cup, I'd have like 3 cups. And so it's just this enormous amount of ice cream. Does nobody any good.
Yep. If you eat it in a moderate, acceptable amount, then just like anything, it's perfectly fine. And it's part of the plan. Because you want to not just make progress, but you want to make progress that you can maintain and that's actually enjoyable, so that you enjoy your life, because life is too short to not have the things that you enjoy. But I wanted to thank Jess. Thank you very much for your time today. But with all that being said, I hope that that was a great benefit to you, and I hope you have a great day. Oh, and P.S. always take a look down in the show notes below, as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.